kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Ped from Toffee TV is here. A big story of the day, of course, is Sam Allardyce and his imminent arrival as Everton manager. I think the Blues are all but there in that account. Is Sammy Lee going to join him? Craig Shakespeare, we presume 99%. Yes, Sammy Lee, though, is that part of the backroom team? Morning to you, Ped.
Morning.
Right, so you're fine with Sam, aren't you?
I'm
Sam just about passes the test with you, the credibility test.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, you've come to terms with it. Maybe that's the best way of putting it.
I think it's more to do with realising the situation is very real, isn't it? When you bring Sam Allardyce in, you have to just say, yeah, this is real, and he's coming in to sort it out. Mm. Because for me, the only thing that matters is staying in the Premier League. That's the only thing that matters now. And some people, I think some people are like me, and there's some people are like, listen, it's not as bad as it seems. But after watching the game on Sunday, and seeing just the lack of heart from so many players just not caring, that really, really worried me. And thought, you know what, we are going down. Because I look at other teams and I think, you haven't got as good players, but you just care, you'll roll up your sleeves. And I suppose that's what Sam Allardyce will do. He'll probably weed those players out and probably bring some in and get some back from injury. But what he'll probably do is instill that kind of discipline that will get us through games, because ultimately, if we stop shipping goals, I think we'll just be about all right. But it is that realization that we're having to go down this path, which, and it's simply the biggest mess up for me in, well, as long as I can remember, having so many opportunities in the summer to create a side that could try and challenge to get in the top six. Or even just cement seventh place. I think that's something that enough people don't sort of consider, is in the summer we should have just cemented seventh. If that, I know that mightn't sound glamorous, but got ourselves in that position for a couple of seasons where we were absolutely nailed on for seventh place, and then take it forward. But it feels like we haven't done that, and it feels like it was all built on sand rather than getting the groundwork in. And this is where we find ourselves going into December with Sam Allardyce. I mean, nobody in the summer could have imagined that. Nobody.
Couldn't have predicted it. Does the appointment of Sam Allardyce show that actually it is as bad as it seems, and even internally, those at the very top end of the club understand how bad the situation is?
Yeah, but they're to blame, ultimately. The people at the top, Farhad Moshiri, Bill Kenwright, Steve Walsh, Robert Elston, they're the people who are to blame for this, because they're the ones who sanction everything. Or, you know, Steve Walsh with his, I still don't know what he does, and that's probably one of the big problems.
Well, has Steve been involved in the search for the new manager?
I would imagine so, but I think Allardyce and Craig Shakespeare are two people that he respects highly, so from that point of view. But other than just saying that, I've got no idea.
That pretty much safeguards him, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I would imagine so. And then this, the supposed split between Farhad Moshiri and Bill Kenwright. You know, I imagine if maybe there was one person in charge, this appointment would have been done 4 weeks ago. Or another appointment maybe would have been done 4 weeks ago.
But would the right appointment have been done? If this was just Farhad Moshiri now, so if Bill Kenwright wasn't involved in the football club, do you think you'd have been appointing Sam Allardyce at this moment in time?
No, but I think we would have appointed whoever he wanted 4 weeks ago, rather than there being some kind of split. Mm. And maybe 4 weeks ago it wasn't as bad, and you've got a little bit more time. If you do bring in, say, a Silva or even, you know, Fonseca, who's been obviously linked with us heavily in the last...
You wouldn't have been happy with that, would you?
But 4 weeks ago, I don't know, because 4 weeks ago was the situation as bad. There's more time for a manager like that to work with players, where now it does seem like it is a firefighting exercise, because everything's just got worse and worse and worse. I think that's where the split comes with the fans, where some fans are like, it's not as bad because he's got plenty of time, whoever comes in. It's not as bad. You don't need Sam Allardyce because we're only 2 wins from being in the top half. Well, that's fine saying we're 2 wins from the top half, but I don't know where 2 wins are coming from. So I suppose they're the different viewpoints. But I just think that this appointment could have been done 4 weeks ago. It could have been Sam Allardyce 4 weeks ago. If it had been, so be it. But it's been that uncertainty at the top There's been no communication from anyone at the club apart from, you know, coming from favoured journalists on either side. And that just leaves the fans wondering what's going on. And if they do have the ability to do the job. And now everyone's, you know, really, really questioning, you know, the future because under what we've got at the moment. I think what has to happen now is that from this appointment, there has to be a streamlining of what's going on at the top. Whether that be one man running the club or you know, someone explaining to us what Steve Walsh does or a new CEO or whatever. There just has to be...
Well, communication isn't Everton's forte, is it?
Communication is pathetic at Everton Club, Everton Football Club.
Right, what you've really got an issue with, though, and what you can't get to grips with, is the idea of Sammy Lee on the bench at Goodison Park.
No.
Now, I wouldn't have an issue with Joe Parkinson being on the bench at Liverpool, Stuart Barlow, you know, John Ebrill. I wouldn't mind any of these at Liverpool. If they were just in the backroom staff, I don't think I'd even take a cursory glance. It wouldn't bother me. They're nice enough guys. Sammy Lee's a lovely guy.
I'm sure
absolutely
he is.
Absolutely top gentleman. Why on earth would you be concerned about a top football pro like Sammy Lee being involved in the backroom staff at Everton Football Club?
It's just a bigger slap in the face, Steve. It's bad enough that we're getting Sam Allardyce.
Well, he's not slapping you in the face, is he, Sammy?
He might as well be.
He's not working to take you down or anything like
reach.
That, is he?
Who knows? No, I just... What it is, Steve, is if this appointment of Sam Allardyce doesn't split the fans enough, then little things like that just add to it. And you want everyone to be together at Everton. It's gonna be a massive pill to swallow for Sam Allardyce to come in. But when you add that to people, you know, it might sound really petty, but it is, isn't it? But that's what football fans are, aren't they? They want to go the match, you know, almost comfortable in their surroundings. You know what football fans are like? You change any one thing.
Well, I know it's about loyalties and rivalries, but look at Sammy Lee when he was at Southampton, when Southampton did one over Liverpool, and he celebrated like they'd won some major achievement. There was no loyalty there from Sammy Lee to Liverpool at the time, was there?
I know, but it's a bit different when it's Everton, and it's a bit different when it's Everton fans having to accept him. That's what I'm saying. It's not about that. And I understand it's about a man going in and doing his job, and he'll do. I'm not questioning.
Very good at his job as well.
I'm not sure about that either.
No?
I'm really not.
Been employed by Liverpool, England, Sam Allardyce's other clubs.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not sure about that. He is very good at his job either. So.
Only because you don't know what his job is, basically.
Yeah, but because I've never seen him have a top job.
Well, he's had the same job all the time, hasn't he?
His job is
coach, isn't it?
Yeah, I just feel that it's the owners, again, just not having a clue about what...
They should have put a block on it, should they? Allardyce says, the best coach I can bring in is Sammy Lee. He's going to help the team. And they say, well, no, because he once wore a Liverpool strip.
Listen, loads of people are going to be listening to this thinking I'm being dead petty, right? But it is I'm looking at social media, and I don't care what anyone says. Social media is a brilliant guide for people's feelings. It's not the opposite, because that's what everyone rolls out. It's not the opposite. It's people's actual feelings, and they put them on social media because they know it's almost like a blank place where you can just throw your feelings out there without any consequences. And there's utter turmoil about Sam Allardyce. So you add someone like Sammy Lee into the fray, you're just creating civil war. That's the problem. It's not everyone comes together. It's everyone go away. And those things are important when you're in trouble. You want everyone together. You want a full stadium. You want everyone believing in the project. I've seen people. Okay, they might be saying tongue in cheek, never gonna go watch Everton while Sam Allardyce is there. And then you add someone like Sammy Lee into the mix, and it's just like, people will just stop going. If the football they're watching's bad enough, and then you add these things, and
Everton don't, those people don't deserve to work for Everton or follow Everton or go to Everton.
Liverpool fans were exactly the same under Roy Hodgson.
Really?
Of course they were. Of course they were. Liverpool fans. I know Liverpool fans who still absolutely detest Roy Hodgson. And they can't say they don't because they do.
We're talking about a slightly different
thing. No.
Because he didn't wear the blue shirt,
which I'm exactly as... Yeah, but it's someone they didn't like. And
is it impossible to cross the park, and I don't mean as a player, but actually be accepted?
I think so. As a player, you've seen that you're giving everything out there. Right. And we've had some of the some brilliant...
So your Nick Barmbys of the world, it's a bit irrelevant, isn't it? I mean...
Yeah, but it's been the other way. It's been good though, hasn't it? Like Beardsley and Ablett and people like that, Kevin Sheedy and Alan Harper, people like that, it's worked. But as I say, people think I'm being petty, but it's just a case of trying to get all the fans on board. And listen, the rage might only last as long as it takes to get our first win. But it's just that feeling of you could have anyone as your coach. So just get everyone on board.
What do you want Sammy to do to 100% prove that he's on board?
Not come to Everton.
Right. Not, other than that, what can Sammy Lee do?
I can switch off, Steve. I can switch off, and I can.
I wish him all the best.
I can look at it from a completely sort of professional point of view, and just go just because that's the way I'm looking at it. Yeah. I want Allardyce to come in, do the job, get 9 wins. That's all I want. 9 wins. I'm not bothered. That's the way I'm looking at it. Purely is tick them off if we get 9 wins. That's all I'm looking at. And then go in the summer, and then hopefully Everton have someone lined up who can take us forward.
Well, why don't you just swallow it with Sammy Lee until the summer?
Because I look at it and I just see the issues it creates, and I just think, why are Everton doing this to themselves?
Right.
That's it. Why are Everton doing this themselves? Because it would be bad enough with Sam Allardyce, but that's what they've done. So
Everton win at the weekend, you're in the tunnel and you pass Big Sam and you say, well done, Big Sam, and then Sammy Lee's following him. Do you turn away? Do you look at the wall?
I won't be in the tunnel.
Do you say, well done, Sammy Lee, and sort of bite your lip?
No, never.
Yes, you do.
No, not interested in him. But what I will say is I still can't for the life of me understand why Everton didn't go for Sean Dyche. I still can't believe why they didn't go for him. He's the number... He's a man who could have took Everton forward, really could have, and they've gone for the short-term fix. I understand that. I think Sunday it dawned on some people how...
I'm not sure there's much difference, but I know they're 7th, 8th at the moment, aren't they? But I'm not sure there's that massive a difference between Sean Dyche and Sam Allardyce at the end of the day.
There's about 5 years difference in terms of longevity, though.
Yeah, more experience than...
Sam Allardyce is going to be going in the summer.
Right.
Everton fan, if he keeps us up, Everton fans are not just going to go, oh, that was brilliant, stay please, that's it, thank you and goodbye. You've got your money, and I just thought that the time it's passed, Sean Dyche was there, who could have done two jobs, kept us up and then moved us, and then continued to move us on.
But actually the reality is, and you're already talking about wanting Sam Allardyce out in May, you wouldn't want Sean Dyche in May.
No, I would. I don't mind.
Would you?
You'd
be quite happy to skip from Sam Allardyce now to Sean Dyche.
I actually think Sean Dyche is a good manager. Right. And I come around massively to his ways. And I think he's the kind of manager who wants a chance to move us on. Listen, if his name was Seanio Dyche, people would be crying for him. People yesterday looking for a manager they'd never even heard of. 2 minutes before, Fonseca, he sounds like a good manager. We'll take him. You've never even heard of him. But you wanted him because he sat, Marco Silva, the next big one, he's... He gets battered last night by Man United. I think he's won 12 games in English football. Sean Dyche, for me, I think he ticks a lot of the boxes. Okay, he's not got that sort of appeal, but...
So you'd happily accept him in June with Mike Marsh as his assistant?
Oh, Mike Marsh is all right.
Oh, yes! Oh, you are. Honestly. I always enjoy my chat with you, but I hope no Evertonian agrees with your horrible Sammy Lee bashing. I just hope that people aren't that shallow.
I'm not even
shallow. I'm allowed to say
it's that. It's not shallow. It's petty. It's not shallow.
It's ludicrously petty.
Because that's what football fans are.
But they should just be a bit more grown up about it.
But you can't be because it's football. There's nothing grown up about football whatsoever. You're watching millionaires kick a ball around the pitch. You give your you give everything to them. Of course it's childish and it's petty, because if it wasn't, we'd all step back and go, why do we all pay £40 a game to go and watch millionaires kick off? Everything about football is childish. Everything. So, you've got to go there and be almost happy. That's why, fans are always... They always want one of their own, don't they? That's just the way it is. You also, from the other point of view, you've got, Liverpool fans who love the fact that Jürgen Klopp talks in so high regard of their club and all these things. It's what makes you feel comfortable going to watch a game of football.
Ped, lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.